break it down, down like this.
Yo, welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Sherman. It's great to have you tuned in with us. This is episode number 047, and this week we are doing a good old-fashioned get out there, press go on your stopwatch and keep on running till it's done. This is the 35-minute non-stop tempo run. It's going to be run at your lactate threshold. Now, a reminder, we call lactate threshold that pace that you could hold for about 1 hour, absolute max in a race situation if you are in a 1 hour race. So 35 minutes at that pace, it's going to feel pretty challenging because you're not tapering for it like you would in a race situation. So that's going to mean probably on the day, you could probably only handle about 45 minutes at this pace. We're doing 35 minutes, and that means that last 5 to 10 minutes is going to get challenging. You're going to feel a pinch there a little bit, but by then it should be within striking distance. You should have a K or two to go, and you can just grit your teeth and keep going. Nice and simple, 35 minutes at your lactate threshold pace. Right, so why do we do these tempo runs? Why do we do this rather than, say, doing mile reps or 1K reps like we were doing a few weeks ago back in July when we were focusing on intervals? Why this focus on tempo runs? Because it's, let's be honest, it's a grind, man. It is kind of scary when you're lining up, especially if you're just training by yourself early morning, setting your stopwatch going, right, 35 minutes at this pace, here we go. Why am I doing it? Well, really what I see this type of workout doing, the tempo run, is for distance runners. And by that, I mean anyone focused on, let's say, 5K and above. It really gels everything together. It's that meeting point where finally all the disparate parts of your training come together. So your technique and coordination work that you're doing when you're doing your strides or your track sessions, you know, running 200s or 400s, that work on improving your efficiency and your muscular coordination, that's coming together with this. You're going to lean on that a little bit. You're also drawing on that aerobic fitness that you're accumulating from the miles that you run throughout the week over months and years. You're pulling together your ability to handle intensity, and that's what we really get from doing things like interval sessions, 1K reps, 800 meter reps, 1 mile reps. They're all great at building that ability to handle intensity. Endurance. So that's another thing that we're going to pull together. We're going to try and see how that endurance is. What are you like in the back half of this tempo run, those last 15 minutes? Can you maintain the pace? Can you physically and mentally hold it? And that's what you get from doing long runs, that endurance. That's where we're going to see how that longer mileage has come to play. And then the last thing is, how does your body handle this from a soft tissue and sort of bone density point of view? Have you got that background in suitable training to pull this sort of workout together? So you can see where a tempo run fits in that middle ground between all these different parts: long runs, overall mileage, strides, maybe hills and interval sessions with that intensity. You can see how it all comes together in this melting pot that is a tempo run. We're going to draw on all of those little elements. Now, as a note, I mentioned that issue with soft tissue and potential for injury in a tempo run. It does get bigger because you get more fatigued than you might otherwise, say, in a 1K rep session. You're not going as fast as that, but because of just the fatigue, you can kind of get a bit sloppy. So if you haven't been following us over the last few weeks and you're not yet up to a 35 minute tempo run, I'd encourage you to just go for something that's more realistic to where you are at right now. So that might be a 20 minute tempo run. I know for me, I've had a cold this week. I've had the flu. I'm waiting to get my COVID-19 test done. So we'll see what comes out of that one. But next week, I'm not going to well, this week when you're hearing it, I'm not going to do a 35-minute tempo run. I'm not ready for that. I'm going to do a 20-minute tempo run. That's going to be more appropriate to me. But if you're ready for it, 35 minutes, let's book it in and go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So with this 35-minute tempo run, I said before, it can be a little bit daunting. The good thing about a tempo run is when you start, it's not actually that bad. You sort of start off like, oh, yeah, if you're warmed up well enough, it's not too crazy for those first couple of K. And then it sort of gets harder. So I wanted to give you some tools today with the Thoughtful for the Week on how to approach a tempo run like this, a longer tempo run, how to break it down into sections and how to really use the tools that you've got from all the training that you've done to get you through to the other side in good shape and feeling like you could have gone another few K if you had to, if it was a race situation. So first of all, pacing is the absolute key. So I've got 5 points here. The first of those is pacing. It just goes without saying. It's the same in a race situation. You need to go out at a pace that is sensible for you. So I'd really encourage you before you do this is to sit down with the race and pace calculator and work out really closely what that minutes per K is that you're going to be doing today, or minutes per mile. So jump onto tempofit.org. You can plug in an estimated race time if you don't have a recent race result, and that will tell you what that pace is for your lactate threshold. It's important to know that. Also important to adapt that to the weather conditions or how you're feeling. Like if you've been sick, like I have, you might just want to tone that down by sort of 5 to 10 seconds per K and just be sensible in that way. So adapt it to the weather, adapt it to the terrain, adapt it to how you're feeling on the day and what sort of health issues or stress issues you might be dealing with. Then once you've got that pace, that target pace nailed down, aim to hit it as soon as possible. So with the routes that I choose for my tempo runs, I often like to know pretty much exactly where the 200 meter marker is. And so I know that I can work out what pace that is. Maybe I'm supposed to go through in 42 seconds. That would give me a 3:30 tempo run pace. So that can be a really good thing to have. Otherwise, use your GPS watch and don't look at it, you know, for the first 30 seconds or to a minute. But after a minute, it should have settled in pretty good and be giving nice, accurate readings. Have a look at that and then pay attention, you know, every minute over those first 5 minutes. Just have a look down at your watch and see how you're sitting. Find that rhythm. And that's the next tip. Find your rhythm. This is ultimately about learning to sit at that pace. And like we talked about, what was it last week? Riding the storm, riding that difference between a really challenging, intense workout to an easy run. This type of tempo run sits right in the middle of that. And so finding your rhythm will allow you to ride that storm really accurately and not get pushed too much into debt, like oxygen debt, and have to be running on tired legs, and also not be going too easy on yourself so that it just becomes a steady state run. So we want to ride that storm, find that rhythm. They're your first 2 points. Number three is maintain good form. So this is particularly true when you start getting tired. So sort of midway through the race, you want to really think about those good technique things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. So standing up tall, string tied to the crown of your head, rope tied around your middle. So the string pulls you up tall, lengthens out your spine, gets you in a good postural position. The rope tied around your middle will give you that power and that propulsion to push you forwards and get your hips in a good position. Then you want to think about good relaxed arm drive, but getting your power from your arms, particularly in the back half of the tempo run, and then quick feet, nice quick feet. You want to keep that turnover going well, especially as you get tired. Naturally, what's going to happen is you want to slow that cadence down. Reverse that, counteract it by increasing your cadence in that second half of the race. That'll make you more efficient. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel better about holding your target pace as well. Maintain good form. All right, point number four, confront the beast. We've talked about this for a few weeks now, this idea of getting into that tough situation in a workout where you've got 5 or 10 minutes left and all of a sudden there's these voices in your head that tell you to start slowing down, that telling you you can't make it. Expect that to happen today. But when it does happen, say, no, I have prepared for this moment. I am well trained. I've been going through the workout of the weeks up till now. I'm on a logical progression to tackle this 35-minute tempo run. I can do it. I know the pace is good for me. I'm going to keep going because if I can go another kilometer, the finish line is going to be in sight and I'll be home free. So that's what I want you to keep in mind as you confront the beast towards the end of the workout. Number five, when you have finished the workout, I want you to really focus on recovering well from this. Now, this means that the next 3 to 4 days need to be pretty chilled. Sure, you might do a long run in that 3 to 4 day period, but that long run should be easy. No races, no faster running, unless it's just like a short stride session. I want you to focus on recovering your body. Now, there's that training load that you want to just pull back on the intensity. There's also those other aspects of intentional recovery. So some ideas would include like getting up for just a couple of gentle walks, like a 5 to 10 minute walk a few times a day. It's a really great way of just the active recovery. And then there's those things like massage or foam rolling or a hot bath or a cold bath, you know, that ice treatment, whatever works for you, whatever helps you to feel relaxed and brings you back to an environment where you're feeling chilled out and nice and healthy. That's usually what's best for most people's intentional recovery. So treat yourself to something relaxing, something enjoyable. Make sure you've got some active recovery in there. Some yoga as well, really great way of lengthening out those tendons and muscles again. And then just lighten off the pace for your rest of your running for 3 to 4 days. So there we go. They are your tips for getting through your 35-minute tempo run. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really do appreciate it. It's great to see our audience keep on growing. And so if you are doing this workout and you're listening to the podcast at the moment on your phone, why don't you take a little selfie, maybe a screenshot of the podcast, put it in your Instagram stories and tag us in at Run Tempo Fit. We would love to be able to cheer you along and hear about your running and see where in the world you're doing this workout. So let us know, tag us in on your stories. We'll share it to our stories. All right, everyone, get out there and crush this workout. 35 minutes at your lactate threshold. That's your 1 hour race pace. Be realistic about the pacing. Own the pacing. Find your rhythm. Confront the beast. Make sure you recover well. Keep that technique running, going really well through the middle stages. And we will see you next week. Now, before you head off on your merry way, we would love to connect with you online. So be sure to sign up to the weekly newsletter at tempofit.org and also hashtag TempoFitWow to join the conversation on Instagram and Facebook. And feel free to tag us into your workouts at RunTempoFit. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you've got value out of it, would you mind sharing it with a friend and giving us a little 5-star review? That helps us tremendously. Happy running, everyone.